Yeah, we'll be the book of Psalms. It's six verses of Psalms chapter number 1. And we'll be commenting on all six of those verses. Amen. But we want to just read one word and go to God in prayer. And that's the very first word, blessed.
Praise the Lord.
Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your blessings. We thank you, Father, that we can't even count them, Lord, for multitude. You truly daily load us, Lord, with blessings. And Lord, we're truly a blessed people living in a blessed country.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for those blessings, Lord. We know that no one can give them but you. And Lord, we're so thankful that you desire and want to give those blessings. And we pray even today for your blessing upon our effort. Bless these that are out before us. And may we all, Lord, I pray, partake of your goodness and grace. And Lord, may you be exalted, Lord, in our heart. Lord, with our words, with our deeds, may our lives be, I pray, a living testimony of the blessing of God. Lord, I pray in every direction we could look, we just see blessings upon blessings. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, because you always do more than we ask. We just pray that you might get a blessing, Lord, even today. Lord, pronouncing your blessings upon your children. We just pray you'd get a blessing in so doing. In Jesus' name, we'll ask these things. Amen. You know that very first word, I want to use that word to call this message today the recipe for blessings or the ingredients of a blessing. And you know that first word just tells you what we're going to be talking about. It says blessed. And you know when you think about the blessings, man, this world, it won't give you no blessing. It might give you a cursing, but it won't give you no blessing. But the Bible tells us, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night. Now this man's blessed because he's doing what this just said right here.
Right.
He's not trying to find a fight. He's not running in riotous living. You know, a lot of people today, if it ain't their way, they start burning, tearing things up and trying to show a temper tantrum like little children do and
right.
Turning cars over and burning cities down. This man here, he's not walking in the counsel of the ungodly. He's not interested in causing trouble. He's interested in the blessing of God. Therefore, he doesn't stand in the way of sinners. Matter of fact, I believe he's standing pretty close to the Lord.
Right.
God told Moses, he said, take off these shoes, the place you're standing, holy ground. That tells me a man getting ready to get blessed. Amen.
Man.
And this man also, he doesn't sit in the seat of the scornful. He doesn't look for fault. It's too easy to find it. So don't look for it. But he's not looking for fault. He's not murmuring. He's not scoffing. He's not saying this or that about someone. He's more interested in getting blessed. You know, you think about, I believe it's 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10. There's a man there. His name's Jabez. And Jabez said, Lord, I would that you just bless me. And he must have been on blessing ground because the Bible said that God blessed him. And you know what? You can get on blessing ground.
Right.
It's not hard. I believe it was 1 Peter, I think it's chapter 2 there, that says, he that will see good days, let him refrain his tongue from speaking evil and from doing guile. You can get blessing. God told his people Israel. He said your sins have withheld good things from you.
Right.
You can have the blessing of God. God wants you to have the blessing of God. Matter of fact, buddy, he wants to bless. He loves to bless. It's his good will to bless. And he's telling here is how to get a blessing. He said, don't walk in that counsel. Don't talk like the world. Don't act like the world. Act like you know me. I tell you what, if you do act like you know him, people will take note you've been with him. Amen. I'm telling you to show up. Moses started spending some time with God, and he had to put a veil over his face. He started glowing like a light bulb. He'd been around the light so much, it done illuminated him some. Amen.
Right.
But God here tells us if you want to get blessed, he said, here's the recipe. Here's the formula. It's so easy. It really is. Now, I catch myself murmuring a lot. And I'm glad that I do because I get down and I tell God I'm sorry. I said, Lord, didn't realize I was complaining. I catch myself sometimes, Brother Tommy, got a good job, and I think it ought to be something different. I catch myself without really thinking about it, murmuring about it a little bit. You know, God, give me a good job. Right. Give me help to be able to work. And I catch myself from time to time thinking that place, you know, they ought to do this, they ought to do that. I just need to learn to keep my mouth shut. I need to learn to keep my penny myself. I need to start realizing God put His blessing on me. And I don't need to just walk in that counselor ungodly, but we're all prone to have a little bit of murmur in our heart.
That's right.
You know what you ought to do? You ought to just say, praise God no matter what. Amen. I mean, we need to learn how to just praise God no matter what. How can you put Paul in prison? He praised God. He starts singing, amen. And some, the first thing goes wrong, and they want to find fault in everybody. Oh, Job, the Bible said, he just blessed God no matter what, amen. Wasn't a man like him in the world. Wish we had some more like Job. But God says here, if you want the blessing, don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. You know what? Tommy mentioned about watching those gaiters put something good in front of your eyes. I believe it was a psalm that said, I put no wicked thing before my eyes. And some of the programming on the television now, it grieves me. I'm going to watch it. I'll get walk out. My wife watch it. I said, if you want to watch it, it's if I'm gone. Man, I'm going to go back there and listen to radio and watch some of that stuff. Amen. I'm telling you, I can only take so much. You know, preachers kind of like watermelon. Leave what you can, spit the rest out. There's some good in all preaching. Yeah, but you know, some of it, you know, maybe it might be a little better. Maybe the guy's more of an orator than the other guy. Maybe he's learned more than others. And, you know, he's got something there, you know, to offer the others don't. Some guys, they can't read and write. They know the Lord. And I tell you, look, buddy, I get a little something out of all of them. But it's kind of like the way the world is. You know, there's a little good in all of it. Just take the good out and throw the rest of it away, amen. Don't walk in that council ungodly. I've been there, boy. Remember out there at the factory, we'd get broken, we'd run this guy down, we'd run that guy down. That's kind of what God's talking about.
Yeah.
He doesn't want us to run people down. You know, there's one man, I believe it was a lawyer.
Yeah,
the Lord said, love your neighbor as yourself, and he was bold enough to say, who's my neighbor? And the Lord gave him a parable of a good Samaritan. Fell among thieves and they beat him and stripped him and left him half dead. And you know, here come I believe it was a priest down the road there, and he walked by on the other side. And then here come a Levite, and he walked by on the other side. And here come a good Samaritan, and he came to where it was. And he got down there and poured, I believe, some oil. And in his wound there, they bound him up, put him on his beast, and took him to an inn and said, take care of him, here's some money. And he wanted to come back to the old. We need how to learn how. You know, I believe we'll just bite our tongue. My mama used to always tell me, Brother Thomas, she said, they ain't got something good to say about somebody and just don't say nothing. You know, she was trying to convey to me something I need to be mindful of. Don't walk in that counsel ungodly. Don't stand in the way of sinners. You know, sinners, you know, they need the Lord. That's why they are sinners. And the reason, you know, they're not saved because they love darkness more light. You know, their deeds are evil. They don't come to light lest their deeds be reproved. But don't stand in the way of them. And you know, the Bible talks about, you know, walking in the light. He's in the light, having fellowship with God. You can't have fellowship with God walking around a bunch of sinners. Just let them go on. Try to pray for them. Try to love them. Try to get them to Calvary. Try to get them to church. Try to get them saved. Don't stand in their way. And now don't sit in the seat of the scornful. Hold me. But God says, this man here, he said his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. I catch myself from time to time pondering upon the Bible, upon you know, treasures and truths and you know, things that are in there that ain't nowhere else. I mean, buddy, you can find great spoil in there. You can find great substance in there. You can find some hidden man in there. You can find, buddy, I'll tell you what, some strength. You can find, buddy, bread. Amen. You can find, I'm telling you, blessings from God in here and there. You know, God said, He said this, man ought not live by bread alone. Now I got to eat. You do too. If we all quit eating, we'd all soon be this skeleton with skin stretched over them. But He said, men ought not just eat by bread alone. Men ought not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Now that tells me something that a lot of people don't realize. And here's what it is. There's life in that word.
Amen.
Now I'll go back to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 22 to explain what I just said right there. Because that verse there of Proverbs 4, 22 says, "My son, attend unto my words. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. For they are life to all that find them, and health to their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." That word will help you live. It'll help your heart. It'll help you have health. Did you read? Did you hear that? It's health to all their flesh. It'll help your heart. It'll help your health. It'll give you life. Amen. That word of God. This psalmist is here. He wants to be blessed. And he says the substance of that blessing, it's in the law of the Lord. And in that law, he meditates day and night. I'm telling you, he's got the blessing because of the word of God.
Praise the Lord.
God goes on so far to say, now you listen, old Brother Eddie, right here. The first may have been, you know, lightly esteemed, but this is serious right here. God said, if you do those things, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season, his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever that he doeth shall prosper. Now, I took that seriously. You see, I don't want to be just a hearer of the word. I want to be a doer of the word. So I started seeking the blessing of God. I said, "Lord, your word says if I do this, my leaf won't wither, and whatever I do, I'll prosper." And I started seeking the blessing of God. Now I'll just give you a few here. I can't name them all because they're too many for multitude. I bought an old junkie enclosed trailer for $400. The rear doors on it were dilapidated. I put two brand new sheets of plywood on it, put it back together, and sold that thing for $1,400. I took that money and went over and bought two zero-turn lawnmowers for $1,100. I sold one of them the next day for $1,100. Mowed the other three times and sold it for $2,500.
Oh, man.
Then I went and bought another one for $800 and sold it for $2,500. Then I went and bought a golf cart for $400, sold the batteries out of it for $400, and then sold the golf cart for $400. Now I've been running out of fingers to count them on. But I'll tell you right now, if you want to get on blessed ground, oh, let me throw this in too. I got a letter in the mail yesterday, and I've been wondering how come I hadn't already got it. But anyway, I got it yesterday. I was getting ready to drive down to Boulder Monday morning. God saved me a trip. I got a letter in the mail yesterday, and it said, "Mr. Wade, be it known unto you, you're going to start getting a check in the mail for $1,730 a month." I said, "Hallelujah." I will be pulling my purse in this year. I'm retiring, amen. That's my Social Security check coming, amen. But I'm saying that thing, I turned 62 in February. Where my money at? Anyway, it's coming. It's just been on the slow train. But you know what? If you seek the blessing of God with your heart, and God knows you're serious about wanting His blessing, and you're serious enough to get lined up, to get in line for that blessing, God said, "Try me and prove me, and see if I will open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that the room cannot contain." I tell you, everywhere I look, I see the blessing of God, amen. And I tell my wife, I said, "I can't explain it no way other than God just blessing, amen."
That's good. That's good, bro.
He said, "Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." I've been trying to explain this blessing to people. They've been scratching their head like they're trying to figure out some way other than God. I can't see no other way to explain it except God just put his blessing on an old man like me. I ain't that smart, Brother Tommy. And I'm not that gifted. I make it something, I say, "Well, I don't know. I've been buying a whole bunch more stuff. I ain't done with it yet. I've been stolen right now. Kind of like a squirrel got up here. I just got them in the barn. But I've been seeing the blessing of God. Kind of like in Canaan land grapes. Man, I haven't been carried by two men. Blessings. God said, I want you to be blessed. I want to bless you. Just get on blessing God. Ask me for it. I'll give you my blessing. Amen. Oh, it's a whole lot easier when you go with God. The Bible said the way of transgression is hard. We'll comment on that here in a minute. God said, go on a good way. Get on this way. Stay on it. A good way. We're the blessing to God. We can just reach over and pick them off the vine. Amen. You know what's wrong with America? They got out the blessing of God. It's starting to come down. Grace going to be the fall of it. God says about here, about those that don't go that blessed way, He said the ungodly are not so. They don't get that blessing. Man, I'll tell you what, they can have it. But they think, and you know, a lot of people, and I've done this myself, I thought, you know, that I could carry on without the help of God. And I make such a mess, and I go in there and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I want you to forgive me. I want your help. I want your blessing. Amen. Well, we're all guilty of that, thinking, you know, well, who needs God? And I got everything I need. You remember that man, Luke chapter 12? Man, that year his crops brought forth much. And man, he said, soul, thou hast much good laid up for many years. He said, this I'll do. I'll tear down my barn, build bigger barns, and say to my soul, soul, thou hast much good for many years. And he had a dream that night, or had a visitor that night. And that dream and that visitor that night called him a fool. He said, this night your soul's going to be required of you. Man, I'm ready if the Lord shows up. I'm not just on blessing ground. Praise God, my name's in the book.
Amen.
But the ungodly, the Bible said, they're not so. They're like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. We had a prayer meeting last night, and Rick mentioned about four people that passed away. Brother Tommy, no one of them, Brother Johnny Dunn. He got saved over at church. Remember Johnny Dunn at their work? He passed away. And a lot of other ones. Some of them I can't remember their name. Minnie McCullum, I believe, was one of them. And Williams guy, I can't remember his name, Garrett Williams or something like that. But you know what? We just got numbered days down here. We don't know the number of them. God does. On His calendar, there's a day that old Brother Eddie's going to graduate Miss Life. I'm not going to go no further than that day right there unless God does a Hezekiah and after my life 15 years. But on the day appointed unto God and known unto God, on that day right there when it comes up, I don't know what it means, but somehow I'm leaving this world. I'm going out of the land of the living as we know it, and I'm finally going to be home. That's the blessing of God that God wants us to have. Man, He said He made hell for the devil and his angels, Matthew 25:41. And anybody that goes to hell have trespassed the will of God, the love of God, the word of God to get there. And there's some determined enough. I'm telling you, I never seen so many people so full of devil and Satan. I'm telling you, full of sin, that they won't let God bless them. They won't let God help them. They're determined. They're going to be like priests of God. They're going to do it their way.
Right.
Jesus laid down His life a ransom for all to be testified in due time. And I'm going to get the blessing, Brother Tommy, of being there when the crown is put upon His lovely brow. I'm going to be there, praise God, in that day when He's exalted. And I'll tell you what, He's admired among His saints. And they sing unto Him a new song. And they want to pray Him with a coronation of praise and glory. He's worthy. He's suffered. He's done it all. Amen. And all of Him will be over.
Amen. Glory.
Oh, what a blessing that's going to be. Get to see Him in His glory. Woo! Enter into the joy of the Lord. Take a tour of heaven. Not worry about the time. You know, the Bible said time will be no more.
Right.
They throw the time which is away. They throw the calendars away. No need to worry about time no more. It's no longer a factor. We're no longer on the clock. We no longer have to worry about what time it is, what day it is, how old we are, or whatever. We got eternal life. We got eternal home. Praise God, we got an eternal body. How about what this now? I'm 62, but I feel like it's the second time around. Amen. Woo-hoo! Hallelujah. It's going to make all things new. I don't know about you all, but I need God's blessing. I don't know about you all, but I want God's blessing. I'll be able to call upon you when my family's in trouble. Say, Lord, we need your help. We need your blessing down here. We're struggling. We're having a hard going. And I tell you what, buddy, I've been there. And I tell you, I got a phone call. And the guy said, what's going on? I said, what do you mean? He said, God just put you on my heart. And I said, well, I'll be honest with you. I was praying to God, telling him I needed $1,000. He said, if you don't need my office, and then and I thought, what's the chances of that? I ain't saying, but I doubted. What a hurt. And then it went from doubt to fear. I thought, I'm a fool driving up here. And I still remember how much my hand trembled as I opened the latch of that door underneath his office. And opened up that door, and there's an envelope in there with 10 $100 bills in there. God said, call upon me in a day of trouble. I'll show you great mighty things you know not. I was on the back porch. I didn't want nobody to know. I was back there praying. I said, Lord, I'm down now. I need some help. I need the help now. And the phone rang while I was praying. And I didn't even want to answer. I didn't know I had my phone on me. And it rang. And I answered that phone. God said, what's going on? I said, what do you mean? He said, God just put you on my heart. Boy, don't tell me God ain't real. I done tried and heard you. I found out, buddy, he didn't know what was heaven. Buddy, Monday morning, I had 10 $100 bills. How'd you get them, brother? I asked for them. Exactly how many I asked for. That's happened more than once. I tell you, buddy, I find no fault in him. Only fault I find is we need to get closer to him. I spent most of my life running from God. But the Bible says, draw nigh to him, he'll draw nigh to you. I tell you, he said, if you want to have fellowship with him, ain't no fit to shave the grave with God. You know, they just had this Christian singer. He's come out now, he's gay. And I got a problem with that.
Amen.
Because the Bible says, have no fellowship with darkness, rather reprove it. Ephesians chapter 3. For it's a shame to even speak of those things done by them in secret. God tells us to reprove them. You know, I hate to get in that category I was talking about getting on ground that's not blessing ground, but I'm a preacher. And God told me to reprove, rebuke, and exhort by long suffering and doctrine. So I got on my wife's Facebook, and they think it's her anyway. And I told him, I said, buddy, you need to read some more Bible, because I'm going to tell you right now, God's light, and in him no darkness at all. And you can't have fellowship with darkness, have fellowship with God. I put it right there just like it is, and God bless for doing it. Amen. And every several people come on and comment and said, he's right. We need to get out of this sinful ways. Amen. God wants to bless. God will bless if you'll just let him bless. It's sad when God told his people Israel. He said, your sins have withheld good things from you.
Right.
He said, I had it. I wanted to give it. I was wanting to give it. You know, fathers, they want to give their children the things. But like Brother Tommy said, you got to be careful. You can't overgive. God can, we can't. But God can't overgive.
Right.
But we got to be, you know, he probably, like he said, did he, Pepper, know how to ask him. You know, you got to approach it in the right way. You got to come over and say, I really would like to have this. It really helped me in my singing. And you got to know how to approach God. You come to God with your heart, not trying to impress him with words. Pour your heart out and say, Lord, I need some help here.
That's right.
I believe, this is the latest doctrine here. This may not be Bible, but I believe lots of our problems are there just to get us to go to God.
Amen.
I believe sometimes one of the reasons things are as hard as they are is just so we will call upon him and ask for help. I believe God wants to help us. He said, what's it going to take to get him to come to me? What's it going to take to get him to pray and ask me for help? I'll help them. I'll heal them. I'll send whatever they need and they'll just come to me. I believe lots of times some of our problems are sent to us from God just to draw us to him. Oh, me, he's a very present help in time of trouble. Psalms 46 verse 1 says, he's our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Psalms 46:10 says, be still and know that I'm God. I tell you what, I woke up this morning about 3 o'clock I just lay there in the bed in the stillness of this morning saying, Lord, thank you for watching over me and my family while we slept. Thank you for a good night's sleep, place to pillow my head. Lord, be still every now and then. Just acknowledge He's God. America needs to return to God. Psalms 9:17 says, all nations that forget God will be turned into hell. What's that mean, Brother Eddie? We found a 16-year-old girl stuck up underneath a kitchen sink in an apartment across from the school. She went to 15-year-old girl where she went to school at. 11-year-old boy abducted, stabbed to death. They find the little boys, little girls everywhere. What's going on, brother? We're seeing some of that, what God said. Nations that forget God be turned into hell. Got shootings. Man, the workplace, school, and shopping centers, shootings. What's going on, brother? God's trying to get America's attention. You know, when them Twin Towers fell, it may not have lasted long, but God got America's attention. There was roadblocks and everything else, people trying to get to church, trying to figure out if this was the apostolic end or whatever. I'm going to tell you, but it's coming. It may not come that day, but it's coming. The Bible said when it comes, men's hearts are going to fail for fear. Look at all those things coming upon the nations. I'm telling you, hearts are going to tremble when God finally rises up and says, I've had it up to here with the sinfulness of mankind. And I'm going to send a message down there. He sent a message down there in Daniel chapter 5 to a man that went beyond mocking God. Belshazzar was dining, having a ball, mocking, making fun of God. And he said, go get the golden vessels out of the house of the Lord, bring them in, that my concubines and my lords and I can drink out of them. God said, that's enough. And they started whining and dining in those golden cups, making fun of God, and a finger started writing on the wall. Many, Parzan, something like that. Nobody could interpret that writing. That king saw the writing of that finger on the wall, and the Bible said his knees knocked together so much that they came out of joint. They finally said, there's a man in thy kingdom named Daniel. He'll tell you the interpretation. They went and got Daniel. He offered him gold. He said, keep your gold. I'll take God. But he said, I'll tell you what it says, Belshazzar. It says, you've been weighing the balances. You've been found wanting. God's going to overthrow your kingdom and give it to the Persians. And he died that very night. He went too far in his sin, in his scoffing. It is a slandering of God. He went too far. America's right about right there. They're about ready to see the writing on the wall. What God does, buddy, it's over. All the blessing that God has put upon this great land, and this truly is the land of milk and honey. Amen. All the world depends upon this country even to exist and survive. We'll feed them. We'll fight for them. We'll go over and help them rebuild. We'll clothe them. We'll minister to their hurt, to their sickness. God, how did America come to be? God raised it up to evangelize the world. Every single missionary come to America. He wanted his word preached to the uttermost parts of the world, every corner of the world. That's been done through America. But I got a feeling, buddy, it's about over.
Amen.
This recipe for blessing, this just doesn't say, Brother Eddie, you can get blessed doing this. It says you can get blessed doing this. It says anyone, whosoever will, let him partake of this blessing. Here's the recipe for the blessing of God. If you want to get blessed, read 6 verses, Psalms chapter number 1. Matter of fact, you don't have to read them last 3. Just read them first 3. Blessed is a man walking not in the counsel of ungodly, nor standing the way of sinners, nor sitting in sin scornful, but his delight in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth, he shall prosper. Just read them 3 right there.
Amen.
And claim your blessing. God will bless you. God wants to. He's more than willing to give you that blessing. Well, we thank you for the precious word of God that tells us such exceeding great and precious promises, this word. I pray, dear Father God, today that someone, Lord, done more than hear what was said. I pray, Father, Lord, they'd be a doer instead of a hearer only. And I pray, God, Lord, they'd be like Jabez of old and say, Lord, I want the blessing. I want to get on blessing ground. I pray, dear Lord, you'll help me, Lord, to weed out, Lord, the things, Lord, that are keeping the blessings of God from me. Help me get my life in order. Help me get my prayers right. And Lord, I pray for that blessing. I pray to be a blessing. I want to honor you in all the days you give me to live. Walk before you in the beauty of holiness. Lift up holy hands. Pray prayers that are acceptable to thee. And give praise unto you, who alone is worthy. In Jesus' name, amen. The recipe for the blessing. You can have it.